Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care 93.7 as we stay here with Atchison and now joined by boys basketball coach, that is Pat Battle. It is presented by Amberwell Health. The Phoenix now 7 straight wins since the lone loss of the year back in early January to one of the best in 5A in Highland Park. Coach, you kind of kept the momentum rolling out of the midseason tournament at the Thunder Classic, a win at Jeff West. And then you guys most recently on a Tuesday getting a nice league win against Schlegel 48-35. I guess let's go to Tuesday night's game. What kind of stood out in that victory?
I thought that we did a really good job defending. We didn't score it very well. We turned it over a little bit. But I thought that we did a really good job defending them. And they've got some good players. I mean, the thing that people don't understand, they look at records, but those records don't tell you everything. I mean, Schlegel plays 6A competition. And they're playing, you know, the best of the best on the Missouri and the Kansas side. So those can be deceiving. And they've got some good players, no question.
Yeah, and it's very easy to just see a record and really not know anything else outside of that. So, yeah, when you look at some of the teams in your league, like the Schlegels and the Sumner Academies that are playing a little bit different competition, it can kind of skew things a little bit.
Oh, yeah, skews it a bunch, no question about that.
How do you continue the momentum now? So we're really in the back half of the season here. You guys have played such good basketball to this point, and you just want to kind of continue to keep that momentum rolling. As you sit here right now, 12-1, and still quite a few games left on the schedule. You're going to see Highland Park once again down the stretch, and obviously still going through the league once again. How do you keep the momentum rolling, and what's really one thing that you're still looking to improve on at this point?
Well, our offensive execution. I mean, I think you go with what sticks out most in your mind for the last day. We got to do a better job running our stuff and executing our stuff and taking better care of the basketball. I think that's one of the things that I've noticed in recent games is that our turnover ratio is kind of spiking a little bit. Nothing major, but some things we got to get a hold of. Right now is what we call the dog days. I mean, this is phase three of the season in which you're really just trying to grind out and get a little bit better each day and to be able to handle the challenges. You're going to see people you've already seen, especially with league play. So try to make the adjustments that you can, but just try to get better each day. And it's about the grind right now. It's who grinds it out each day in practice, who tries to get a little bit better. And that's going to hopefully make the difference for us.
Yeah, and you continue league play on Friday. You get Sumner Academy, as we mentioned, played them early in the season, got a win there. First time around in December, 74-59. What's kind of the expectation for the second meeting here?
They're really good, and they've gotten better. They also have a really good player who's back, who was out with an injury the first time we saw him. It's gonna be a good old fashioned Downeybrook dogfight. I mean, they're really good. They're talented. They're explosive. They're athletic. They got a lot of kids who can score it. They're a challenge for us, no question about it. I'm glad we have them at home. I'll be honest with you, I'm really glad we have them at home. But I think we need to get back home too. We've been on the road quite a bit, but they're good.
Should be a lot of fun on Friday. Sumner Academy at Atchison. Phoenix looking to keep the momentum rolling. 12-1, but still a long way to go, and every game is magnified as we get closer to the end of the season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Sumner Academy on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, great. Thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.